We are at the lovely Kellogg Center on the even lovelier campus of Michigan State University to join the Energy Innovators Gala hosted by the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council, also known as EIBC. And with us is Liesl Clark. She is EIBC president and also co-founder and principal of Five Lakes Energy, an energy and environmental policy consulting firm. Liesl, pleasure to have you back on the show to talk about yet another clean energy celebration in the great state of Michigan.
Thanks so much, Kirk. I'm thrilled to be here. So we do a couple of things at this gala. First, we have a keynote. And so this year, our keynote is John Vieira, who's the director of sustainability at Ford. We're thrilled to be hearing from John. He's going to talk about the intersection of advanced transportation and the electricity industry. So I don't want to give too much away, but we're really excited to hear his keynote tonight. And then the second thing that we do at these annual galas is we give out a series of awards. We're very excited to have a fantastic group of awardees this evening, and we'll be sharing all those names with you coming up shortly.
Yeah, we're looking forward, and we don't want to give it away here, but people stay tuned because we're going to be talking to some of these award recipients and other participants in the gala.
Yeah, it's a really phenomenal list of award winners. We're thrilled to have some real cutting-edge technology really coming out of Michigan, as well as to be honoring some companies that have quite a bit of history in Michigan and are exploring the advanced energy sector and really branching out into clean technology. So it's a great selection. And as always, our public official of the year is very esteemed individuals, of course. And then also we're thrilled to be doing the fourth of our inductions into the Hall of Fame. So really looking forward to the evening.
Yeah, you have an Energy Innovators Hall of Fame, and this is the fourth induction. But, I mean, these are people who are pioneers, essentially, in energy innovation in the great state of Michigan.
Absolutely. And so in the first year, we did posthumously Stan Olszewski, who is, as everybody knows, really just a pioneering mind, native of Detroit, did a great amount of work early on in the advanced energy space. But then non-posthumously, we also inducted Skip Pruss, who is my co-founder and principal of Five Lakes Energy, which was a wonderful early Hall of Fame awardee. Bruce Goodman, who is from Varnum Law Firm, and Bruce has had just a passion for the advanced energy space and has done a variety of work in his career. But most recently, we really respect his work organizing businesses, but particularly on the West Side. Last year's inductee was Amy Butler from Oakland University, who also had a long career at the state of Michigan working with the Michigan Energy Office and also working with distribution of the ARRA dollars in Michigan that were really energy focused. So just a really great list of inductees. And so we're super excited for this year's inductee as well.
Well, in terms of from 50,000 feet, let's talk a little bit about the work of the EIBC, the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council. I mean, this gala is a manifestation of that work and it's a celebration, but this organization has a lot of other things going besides the gala.
Yeah, thank you. So the gala is our annual fundraiser, and then we also do an annual members meeting in the spring that's much more content focused around policy. But the EIBC really focuses on helping businesses thrive in Michigan in the advanced energy space. So it's business to business relationships that help build jobs and economic value in the state, as well as promoting advanced energy work. We also do a variety of education type opportunities for our customers. And so our clients and members are interested in how do they grow their business and what is the policy mechanism that they need to help them assure a level playing field in the future. And then that third piece is that policy piece. So how do we help advanced energy companies understand what's happening out there and then aggregate their voices to ask for what it is that they need to have for stable policy.
And so we're clear, when you talk about energy innovation, not only are you talking about, I mean, what comes to mind immediately would be renewables like solar and wind and what have you, but there's also a major energy conservation component, and there are other dimensions of the whole energy sector that we don't perhaps talk about enough.
Oh, yeah. That's such a great point, Kirk. So it really is very diverse. And so there's a lot of work in the eliminating or energy waste reduction area. So as we talk about how do we advance lighting? So it's LEDs, it's better insulation materials, it's deployment of those into homes, as well as even more sophisticated things in that space like demand response. So how do we use data and systems to say to customers, either residential or commercial, hey, it's a really heavy load day. If you were not producing for these 15 minutes, it would help us offset peak at that time, and we wouldn't necessarily have to put on a new power plant, for example. And so thinking about how can we all be more conscious about our energy use. And it's not to the point that anyone is uncomfortable or not doing business. Those things are always first and foremost. But within those parameters, there are things we can do. So for example, your refrigerator runs a defrost cycle. Doesn't have to happen in the middle of the day on peak. It can happen in the middle of the night. And so how can we communicate smartly about those types of changes that don't impact us and our living styles?
And we're going to look at other examples here in the upcoming segments. We're going to look at some of these great innovators who are being recognized today, some of your panel and speaker participants as well. So stay tuned. You're going to be really, really excited about some of the things going on in Michigan when it comes to energy innovation. I've been talking with Liesl Clark. She is the president of EIB. BC, the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council, and also a principal of Five Lakes Energy. Congratulations on the event, and we're looking forward to talking to some of your folks.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.